But we do know, we have found out a lot about your bio, about how you're from Greece and your family, but we would like to know a little bit more about your family life, like your childhood, maybe what got you interested kind of in food and how you came about here. You did move here when you were 12 or so, right?
No, that was my brother. I moved here 17.
When you were 17? Okay. And what kind of things would you describe about your family life as a child? Or childhood memories?
Well, we were born in the, on the countryside of Greece.
I bet gorgeous. And a lot different from here.
And my father was here since 1950, so my mother and the children were raised in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was here. And he came back and forth every so often.
And how many siblings do you have? I know your sister is the pastry chef here.
Right. There was four of us.
Four?
Three brothers, one sister.
And then you got all the girls as your own children.
That's right.
So what inspired you to be a chef?
I think it was a family tradition.
Family tradition?
It was not planned originally, but it was a family tradition. My father was in the restaurant business, so we're all of us actually became into the restaurant business. All four.
All four of you?
Yeah.
Have you all worked together before?
Not all four, no.
And is it all restaurants?
All restaurants.
Wow. And all in the United States?
All North Carolina.
North Carolina? All of you are here now?
Yeah.
So ever since that you moved there, you've been in Durham?
No, we started in Burlington.
Oh, Burlington. And then you went to Durham. Okay. Did you like Burlington?
That's okay. We stayed. We lived there for a long time.
It seems like a kind of small area.
Small family town.
Right. A lot different than the Triangle here. So Kipos is just a few years old. How did you start this one compared to the other ones that you have around the area in the Triangle?
Well, my brothers and I, we've been involved in the restaurants since 1970.
Wow.
And this is the latest one of all.
Do you hope for there to be another one?
We have. It's a possibility.
Maybe.
Our opportunity rises, yeah. But we had the restaurants in the Triangle and Triad since 1970.
That's awesome. So food has always been a big part of your family, you said. So was anyone, your father or your mother, were they chefs at all? Or what did they do?
My father worked in the restaurants.
Restaurants? In Greece? Or he was here for a while?
In Greece as well as here.
Okay. And what about your mom?
Mom? Cook at home mostly.
Good mama's cooking?
That's right.
So when you were little, would you always be interested in cooking with mom or cooking with dad? Has that always been a big part of your culture or just of your family life?
No, I was young.
Not as much? Not when you were young? So after college, you kind of thought about it?
After college, after graduated.
What did you graduate with?
Business administration.
Oh, cool. You've lived in the Triangle. At all the other restaurants, you have owned a bunch of other restaurants in the Triangle. Is this the first one that you've been the chef at for the entire time?
No, off and on, I chefed in a lot of the other restaurants.
A lot of the other ones as well?
I do what necessary needs to be done.
Okay. Do you come in every day to do work? Is it always?
I work every day, yeah.
Work every day? We've noticed that on Franklin Street, there's a lot of different food, obviously a lot of different cultures and a lot of different types of food. But recently it seems like a lot of Mediterranean Greek kind of is popping up. There's a new one on the corner. Do you think that is there a reason that it's all emerging kind of now? Or?
Well, I do believe the Mediterranean, especially the Greek cuisine, it's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go in my kitchen here, you'll see that you're not going to find anybody, unless in the pastry department, we strictly cook with olive oil or extra virgin olive oil. So that's considered to be a healthy ingredient, a main ingredient.
So everything that you grew up around in Greece, have you kind of, is that culture reflected in everything here, you think? In the food that you prepare?
Somewhat. They have, things have changed, but yeah.
And other thing that we've noticed as we've dined here before is a lot of the food can be like sharing style. So mm-hmm. does that, is that a reflection of what the good, true Greek culture is in Greece?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so is that
you
why
see that pretty often there, yeah.
Okay. So that, yeah, that's really interesting.
People share plates, share items.
I love that. A lot of restaurants yeah. don't always do that. It's strange.
Yeah. If you find another place, you know, get course one, two, three. Yeah, you may get all everything at the same time and then you can
get to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah, various things.
Right, right. Is there a specific cooking style that you follow, like following recipes or lump cooking, as they call it sometimes, more specifically?
Once you have the basic knowledge of food, the chemistry of the food, you can look at a recipe and do it, and I can cook any type of cuisine, pretty much.
So throw it all together?
Yeah.
That's
throughout
awesome.
The experience, I guess, you learn how to.
Yeah. Is there a favorite thing?
It's all chemistry.
All chemistry. Is there a favorite thing that you cooked before? Or a favorite dish that you like to cook?
Not really.
Anything?
I like to cook anything.
Do you do pastries at all, or do you let your sister
pastries
do all
that? I don't specialize much.
Okay.
Never did.
How do you think of the creation of your dishes? So does it just come into your mind, or is it reflection from
I
what
believe
you
in creativity. I think it's very important.
Very creative?
The taste and presentation is just as important.
Right. So do you plate them as well?
I pay a lot of attention to the plating.
Okay.
Flavor and plating.
Flavor and plating. Let's see what else. So how long until, or how many years in between different restaurants opening up in the Triangle here did you, or how long, I guess, did you think about opening this specific restaurant and your idea of, like, all the restaurants that you have are all various cuisines and various types of mm-hmm. style. So did you, were you just trying to do multiple ones, or why Greek?
Well, this is not the first Greek restaurant we have.
You have another one?
We had one in Durham some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened up one in Pinehurst.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Okay.
That's... My brother, George, comes up with these great ideas.
Is he a businessman, too?
Oh, yeah. He's the main guy around here. He's creative.
So is it the two of you that always work together?
Yeah, we've been working together for many years.
Always work together? That's awesome. Continue the family tradition.
Yeah.
So now the first... So you started them in Durham and Pinehurst, the other ones that were Greek. And then you also have, like, I know Bin 54 and some other of the restaurants. So how'd you pick which cuisine you would follow for different restaurants?
Well, you do some marketing. You got to do a little marketing first. And Jabba Hill is probably one of the best markets for international things. Because of the diversity of the students here.
Right.
So you find people here from all over the world.
Yeah. So do you see that at most of your restaurants? A lot of different type of cultures, people come to your restaurants. Do a lot of people come to all of the restaurants? If you see someone somewhere, do you recognize them?
They do. They recognize us because they know we involve all the restaurants, so they do patronize us very well.
Right.
We got a pretty decent name, I guess, around.
Definitely.
We believe in good food.
Yeah, everyone always, since I've been here, I'm a sophomore right now, and every time people always say, Kipos, you got to go to Kipos.
Yeah.
So Kipos means garden in
That's
Greek,
correct.
Right? So is there a reason, how did you think about the name, and does that mean you use a specific garden or something?
No, and my brother did that, but he's pretty good at that. He likes gardening, so he by looking at the setup of the building outside, he has such a nice layout for gardening, so he came up with the idea of Kipos.
Garden.
Which I think was very appropriate, the garden, yeah.
Right. Where do you use or buy most of your products, the produce and...
Produce mostly I buy locally.
Locally?
And some other product I buy locally or whatever is possible, available,
mm-hmm.
I buy locally as much as possible.
And do you use the same places usually for a lot of your restaurants together?
Pretty much.
Okay, cool.
Of course, some restaurants require other specialty... So they have to go to different ways, but basically we We use the same purveyors.
And how do you think it's important to build your team, like the group of people that you have specifically work here at different, at each restaurant? How do you go about hiring them?
My philosophy on that is the people work in the establishment. They don't work for you. They work with you. And that's, by saying that, that statement is your relation with your staff. You should be respectful and helpful.
Definitely.
Not bossy. I don't believe that. You work with them, not, they don't work for you. They work for the money, not for you.
Not for you.
And that philosophy goes a long ways. Mm-hmm. I always have a pretty good relationship with my staff.
That's awesome.
Never had much problem with my staff.
So they're usually here, once they're here, they've been here for a while.
We have staff that have been with us for 25 years.
Wow.
Not here, but other restaurants.
So how, all of just the decor in the restaurant throughout, do you have a part of that, or do you just...
Very little. My brother is...
the creative one with that?
Creative. He handles the front of the house.
It's gorgeous, everything is set
he's
up.
Good.
Oh yeah, so creative and definitely.
He better be, he's done enough. I don't even remember how many restaurants we've done.
Wow, so have you gone through a lot, I guess, since
you've
been here. Wow, have you had a favorite or a reason maybe that one is closed? Has there been disappointing that you've had to close one down or anything?
Well,
I guess they're all so different.
We have one in the... The oldest one right now probably is the favorite. Maybe it's because it's the oldest. I don't know. It's called Café Parizat.
Okay.
Which is in Durham.
Okay.
Maybe because it's the oldest. I don't know. I think I like them all pretty well.
All the staff?
I haven't hesitated. Go sit down and have a nice meal. No hesitation. I eat anything they have, so I got a lot of confidence in it.
Do you travel a lot? And
somewhat, not as much.
Have you been back to Greece?
Yeah, I have.
Not
recently. I have been. I love the islands there.
I bet you it's a lot different than here, right?
Oh yeah, beautiful sky.
Gorgeous. I'd love to go there sometime.
If you ever get a chance, go to the islands.
Oh yeah, everything always looks so pretty.
Beautiful water, beautiful sky.
Everything, yeah. A lot different here. So you're a Duke fan, but you are right around Chapel Hill.
I'm a Carolina too. No, don't get me wrong.
You can't be a Carolina and a Duke fan.
One and two. I have Panama boys here.
Because, so maybe when Duke wins,
95% of the people here, Carolina fans. Now we'll fill up the bracket. And, we'll have
so
fun.
When Duke wins, you're happy. And when UNC
unless,
wins, you're happy.
I'm a Carolina fan unless they're playing Duke. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
When they're playing Duke, I'm a Duke fan.
That works.
Otherwise, I'm a Carolina as well.
I get what you're saying.
Still see it.
What about NC State?
NC State?
You can't leave them out.
We'll put them in the third spot.
Okay.
One of my daughters went there. So I have
all your daughters went to NC State?
Two went to UNC schools and the other one went to NC State.
Oh, wow.
So
how
Carolina schools they went to.
So how has that transferred into your family relationships? Are they interested in cooking or food at all?
My daughters, no.
Not your daughters? I bet you they love that you've always cooked, though. You probably cook some good meals. What are they up to now?
One is in accounting, one is in medical computers.
Oh, cool.
And the other one works for H&R department for Greet, that big lighting company.
Yeah.
She's in the HR department there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they got pretty good jobs.
Yeah, that's great. Do you want to ask some questions? And so I'll follow up with some, and I can take some pictures?
Sure. Where do you guys want to go?
Basically, we just talked about his family at the end, and I just asked him about the culture. I can continue if you want.
No, I'll
just see if you want to. Sure. I'm going to switch it off. It was nice speaking with you.
Absolutely. You too.
Hi.
Hopefully stuff won't repeat.
I'm sorry. But by all means, tell me if you guys have covered something.
No.
Something that I was really interested in was kind of, so I have a really good friend who, her family is from Greece. Her name's Alexi Lardis. And her family's from Durham. And they seem like she's always telling me about the Greek culture in the Triangle area. And I know there's like a really big Greek festival in Greensboro and there's one in Durham. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering like if you could tell me a little bit about why you think that this area of North Carolina has kind of been blossoming in terms of Greek culture.
Well, it's community, Greek community.
Mm-hmm.
once they establish a certain city or town, the first thing they probably think about is kind of put a, can afford to put a church together. And in order to keep the congregation together, and from financial point of view, they have to do this festivals they do every year to create some money, to develop some money. And every, you know, every Sunday and there's other days they go gather at the church and try to maintain the traditions, the great traditions together.
Yeah.
You know, especially on holidays and other occasions. So pretty much it. This Donald doesn't have a big community, but they got a nice church. Raleigh has a bigger community. Charlotte is probably the biggest community around. Winston-Salem has a pretty big community. Other small towns have, yes, small congregations, and some are attached to the bigger cities.
Yeah.
So, trying to maintain the Greek customs, which is sometimes not as easy to do, but that's pretty much it.
Has the importance of community influenced your family as you guys have begun to create these different restaurants around the area?
The community, of course, influenced you. The support comes from your community, therefore, there's some influence on it.
And then I know that kipos, it means garden in Greek. So as this restaurant, do you all do a lot of, do you grow anything that you use in your recipes?
As a matter of fact, we do grow some, but the space is limited. But
yeah.
We, like I said, we grew some, a lot of fresh herbs, like dill, basil, mint, oregano, and basically tomatoes.
And that, do those, like, they play a large role in, like, you
sure,
use them a lot?
It's nothing like fresh herb, you know, in any cuisine, not just Greek cuisine.
Fresh is definitely
better
than
the high. I love using fresh herb.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of local, like, the food products you use, are they more local?
She asked me the same question, but...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, I can answer it. You know, whatever is possible, we use local. Mostly produce and some other product as well. If it's possibly available, we support that. Respect.
That's great. That's really amazing. And then if you could just tell me about, I know that you guys, I heard you got overheard you guys talking about the shared foods at Kipos. Is there a favorite entree you make, or is there maybe like something that's really close to you that you learned from your mom back home when you were home that
really
you cook here?
You know, I treat all the food the same as favorite as far, you know, some people have favorite foods. I don't.
You don't?
I think we do a lot of seafood because I concentrate very, very much on fresh seafood. And we do sell a lot of seafood on the contrary.
Yeah.
Of course, sell a lot of lamb as well, but mostly seafood.
Yeah.
But I concentrate on freshness and quality and presentation of the food.
What kinds of seafoods do you generally?
Well, every day I probably have four or five different fish specials. Anywhere from flounder, to salmon, to trout, sea bass, striped bass, whole snapper, whole flounder, that type of thing. Most of the time, trying to find some North Carolina fish, local product, if it's available. If it's not, I'll go elsewhere.
And so do you trend towards more towards the sea fish and less towards like freshwater fish?
Right.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm from Florida, so like, some of the fish that they have in freshwater I've never even heard of before.
Well, freshwater is, you know, the rainbow trout they call, that's probably one of the most popular fish you can find around here.
Yeah.
And I use it on a regular basis.
You do?
Yeah.
Very nice. And then, do you do anything besides fish? Do you do any shrimp or other seafood, squid?
Oh, yeah, we sell octopus.
Octopus,
really popular here. We have squid.
Mm-hmm.
We have shrimp, we have scallop. That's what flatfish goes, like I said, you know, I deal with that on a daily basis.
Yeah. And so you prepare the whole, you say you prepare the whole fish. I'm not very versed in cooking, so what would go into preparing like a whole fish, like a whole flounder?
Well, the whole fish comes in, you gotta check the freshness. And then you clean it, and you marinate it, and then it'll cook on the real wood. You got the charcoal back there, And we use the real wood, which is hickory wood. And then we'll grill a lot of fish on that grill.
On the wood grill?
Yeah, and it gets a nice flavor. A little smoky flavor, mm-hmm. nice flavor on the fish, or on the meats, whatever meats we put on the grill.
When you marinate it and cook it, is it more of a slow cook, or is it kind of like...
It depends on the size of the fish. Mm-hmm. Some are quick cooking, and some are slow cooking.
Okay.
For example, a snapper, a 2-pound snapper will take 25 minutes to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the size of the fish.
Okay. Very cool. And then, let's see what else. And then you said you sell a lot of lamb. What about other meats? Do you do anything with pork or with chicken?
Yes, chicken. Mm-hmm. So quite a bit of chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the famous chicken souvlaki.
Obviously.
A lot of that. Chicken souvlaki. We always sell pork, which you put on the rotisserie as well.
Okay.
Have chicken on the rotisserie. Gets nice flavor with that.
Yeah.
Hickory wood.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of whole, like, animal cooking?
The whole animal, like a whole goat, I mean a whole lamb, you'll see it special occasions.
Special occasions?
Maybe Easter.
Like soup.
Can I get a signature on this yellow?
Oh,
gonna no.
Be a, it's going to be a special order.
Okay, all right.
What do you want to
sign? In the yellow.
You want to come out? No.
All right, it'll go now.
Maybe. What are you doing?
I don't know. You gotta go straight
down. I put it sideways.
All right, maybe I should hold it like this here.
No.
There we go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's close to what it normally is. Thank you.
So you said you guys might do whole lamb for Easter or whole goat?
Mm-hmm.
Lamb, sorry. Is that something you do at the restaurant or like more in like
on the skewer.
On the skewer here.
Mm.
So when you do that, you can get it if you need.
Mind, let me see what I have. Can I call you back? All right, I'm tied up. I'll call you back. Thank you. That was the fish guy.
That was the fish guy. is your fish guy? Is it a lot of stuff from like the coast of North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First question is, what do you have from North Carolina coast? Whatever he has and I can use, I'll buy it.
You buy it?
No.
You said local is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It becomes freshness and local, why not? I mean, as simple as that. You support your local people and the product is better.
That's awesome. We've had a lot of speakers come into our class and they talk about the importance of local, buying local, but a lot of restaurants aren't aware of that or don't pay attention to it specifically.
Right.
And a lot of the speakers have been so interested in saying specific months that certain seafood is popular or in different areas that it comes from and like the importance.
Especially the produce locally, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
These local people, they're getting better, you know, they gotta get more aggressive because it's a competition, business competition.
Yeah.
So the more aggressive they become, the more successful they're gonna be.
They gotta convince you that their product's the best and that it's worth the money.
Well,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had a question about the Easter celebration. Could you tell me a little bit about what you would do with lamb for Easter here, since it would be a special occasion?
So it happens that our Easter versus the Catholic Easter,
we
celebrate here, and the Greek Easter is 1 week apart. It's never the same
day.
They're
not the same week.
Because of the calendar year. So we're trying to celebrate both of them.
It's a lot of celebration.
Yeah. Double the fun.
Yeah, I mean, we have to celebrate here because we're here. So especially with a lot of lamb,
mm-hmm.
lamb product. That's the main ingredient for Easter. And then do the Easter eggs, we call them. We color them and then we use them at the dinner table. That's one of the distinct things that we do at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very close, but you said it's really important, you were saying before, it's really important to have a close relationship with the staff. That they work with each other. So when for Easter, are a lot of the chefs Greek or specifically, or will they celebrate with you?
In the kitchen, I have no other Greeks.
No, the Greeks.
Except my sister. The rest are various nationalities, actually.
And family is very important in the Greek culture. So do you, will you all have a big celebration?
Well, Easter, yeah, we're trying to get together.
Yeah. It's interesting that, like, even though, like, they celebrate on different times, like, my family, we have lamb every Easter. Like, my mom will do, like, leg of lamb is normally what we do, and it's delicious.
Well, that's the most popular thing, the leg of lamb.
Yeah. I also think, well, my mom is, I think she's a great cook, but I don't know if she'd be able to handle a whole lamb. So, well, leg of lamb's a lot easier. Yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
No, the whole lamb is a different ballgame.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you get to have both your, or all three of your daughters? How many daughters?
Three.
All three of your daughters home? Easter?
They all live around here. They live from Cary to Cary and Raleigh. That's not very far.
Are any of your daughters interested in entering the culinary arts as well?
They're already established, so I think they took a different route.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked about what they are now involved in.
Well, it's a lot of hard work, so. Yeah.
Have they been to Greece?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Last time we went together, the whole family, they loved it.
Do you have any relatives there?
Not very close relatives, but have cousins, you know, mm-hmm. kind of relatives.
Are there any other holidays that you all will celebrate here at Kipos that are, like, larger, kind of like how you celebrate Easter?
Like the Catholic, the Greek Orthodox celebrates Easter and Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main holidays we celebrate. Other smaller holidays, of course, celebrate, but like I said, those are the two main ones.
Yeah.
Is the biggest meal dinner? Is that always the biggest deal? And is that the same in Greek culture? Is it always complete family style and just a lot of people and a lot of foods to share?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Biggest meal is dinner.
Biggest meal is dinner?
That is correct. Great.
I was wondering if maybe you could run us through maybe a typical day at Kipos, like when you arrive and kind of like what you do till when you leave.
What I do?
Definitely. Yes, like you.
Oh. Well, I arrive anywhere from around 11. Mm-hmm. I oversee definitely the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a manager up front of the house. Mm-hmm. And I'll work with him as well. Mm-hmm. So pretty much I make sure I got my hands in front and back.
Yeah.
And my brother comes around as well. From the other restaurants. Thank you, Mr. Health Department. Health Inspector.
So you arrive at 11 and you're kind of involved in the front of the house and the back of the house, like keeping everything running tightly. Do you guys have, I know you close at 2:30 after lunch, do you have like a large lunch rush most days?
No, lunch is probably our weakest meal. Mm-hmm. Dinner is the busiest meal.
Dinner is the busiest?
I think lunch, you know, I think the parking is an issue, timing is an issue.
Parking in Chapel Hill is always an issue.
Exactly. But I talk to a lot of people. Sometimes they even have an issue parking in the evening. But mm-hmm. in the evening, they want to try around, go around. You know, like you said, Chapel Hill's got an issue with parking.
It does.
Some people start doing some parking decks or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's an issue. That's the main issue for lunch.
For lunch, yeah.
And it's weak. Lunch is weak.
And then on a typical night, maybe like a weekend night, when you're more busy, how many plates will you guys send out of the kitchen? How many diners will you have?
We'll probably do, 125 to 150 during the week. Mm-hmm. Weekends can be anywhere from 300 to 400.
300 to 400?
That's dinner now.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
I don't even count lunch. We're thankful that we do pretty good business.
How late do you stay till for dinner?
Dinner, the kitchen closes a week and at 10:30. During the week, it's 9:30.
Are you here during that whole time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Long hours.
Yeah, but I've been doing the physical. I oversee mostly, so.
Yeah.
Dinner, whenever I come here for dinner, it's always so crowded. Everyone always is ready to fill up a seat. I'm ready to call for a reservation because I want to get a spot.
It's pretty busy at dinner, yeah.
Yeah. And The environment is so great, though. I love when you have music.
Yeah,
come
the bouzouki guy.
Yes.
It creates a lot of good
definitely
energy.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was one time a dancer.
We do that every weekend.
I love that. It's such a good idea. Definitely.
I know. I always want to come in when they do the Greek dancing.
Oh,
it's
you
so
never can.
Cool.
You
no, I'm going to. I promise. It's on my senior bucket list.
Every time I see it, and the girl will come around and like the blind. Yeah. Oh yeah, so great. Is that
it's
common in restaurants in Greece a lot, or?
Not in Greece. This is something we do here.
Yeah, I've seen it in a lot of restaurants here. There's this restaurant in Orlando that's like a really great Greek restaurant, and they do it most nights.
What was the name of the restaurant?
It's called Taverna Opa.
You know what? We started those.
You started those?
The Taverna Opa, yeah.
Really?
It's the first one was in Hollywood.
Yeah, because I know it's like a bit of a chain.
And then in Miami?
Yeah.
And then in Orlando.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere. He started since the
90s. That's my brother, actually, in that Opa.
Yeah, in
Opa. With a partner from Florida.
Okay.
The first one opened in Taverna Opa was in, like I say, in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, Florida, yeah, by the beach, yeah. It's great. It's really good food.
I want to travel there.
It's big. They have these, like, huge tables that you sit around. And, like, it has, like, an open kitchen, like, Akibos.
They get on the tables and dance?
And they get on the tables and dance. So they, like, they'll get, like, because, you know, like, Orlando, we have a lot of tourists. And so they, like, eat into everything. But they, like, a server will, just, like, get people starting and going in, like a line of people dancing.
Cool.
And it's really great.
They're the tourist places. Yeah. Orlando. So is Hollywood, so is Miami.
Yeah, they're all tourist places. So.
They stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning, they're dancing and drinking.
Yeah, I think Miami tends to be a little bit more authentic because, you know, like, there's such, like, a big Cuban culture there that, like, the tourists, like, have their heyday, but you can still find so much, like, real Florida there. Orlando is a little bit more commercialized. People are like, what's Orlando like? I'm like, it's like when you visit, except more daily.
They got Disney World, right? You figure that out the rest. Yeah.
We do have lives outside of
millions
it, but they all
go there.
They all surround the hospital. Yeah. Everyone works in the hospitality industry, so
that's what makes it popular.
It's not like here where, like, you know, like it's like southern cooking. But that's really cool that you guys started Opa. It's crazy. And then so you say you're mostly overseas in the kitchens now. Do you have chefs that specialize
every
in like specific
the chef, yeah.
Yeah, who specialize in specific areas.
Right.
Is there an area that like you are particularly like you particularly oversee that you like want to make sure like goes out well?
Well, I believe in quality and the finance aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers, I like to look at the numbers.
The numbers, because you're a business.
Well, that's numbers equal success.
Numbers do, they do equal success.
That's a businessman.
Yeah, that is.
Unfortunately,
hey,
that's the way it is.
It's how the world works, yeah.
Right.
I noticed that there are a lot of photos around. Are they your family's photos?
Yeah.
They are?
Some of me and my brother and the other brother. See me on the donkey over there? That's me.
You on the donkey?
Back in the village. Underneath is my brother Jules. And I'll picture there my brother Johnny ringing the church bell.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's so great.
Yeah. Oh, there's family. My father is one of them. There's family photos, yeah, of these black and whites.
That's really great.
I've been doing this since, been in North Carolina since I've been here, except 2 years I went in the service. That's the only time I did not spend in North Carolina. The rest of the time was North Carolina, minus 2 years.
Do you love North Carolina?
I like North Carolina.
Yeah. Do you think you'll stay here for a long time?
God, I've been here for 40 years. You know?
Why leave now? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no place to go now. No place to go now.
Well, thank you so much for allowing us
thank
to interview.
Ladies.
Thank you for your time.
You're going to give me a glass of water? All these talking?
Oh, he offered. We declined.
You declined?
Sorry.
Now you finished the business thing. Would you like something?
We're okay.
No, we're
good.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.